So, Emma, thank you very much for taking time out from your very busy schedule to talk to me about Le Temps d'un Café. And first of all, when did you come and when did you take over the cafe and why?
Well, the cafe had been shut for 8 months. The last owner departed. And there's absolutely nothing in the village for anyone. Nowhere to, you know, to go for a drink in, you know, and you know how long the winter is. So it was, you know, it was closed. I asked the mayor and, you know, if I could take it over. But that was a long process. A lot of rendezvous, business plans went into him. You know, a lot of meetings. And then they got together and they come to the decision, yeah, you can take it over. So we opened on the 20th of January and did our official opening on the 25th of January, where we had a local group, Alan and Zadik, come and do the music. Fantastic night, very, very busy, but yeah, all went as planned.
Fantastic. Was there up some competition then that you were up against when you put in your bid?
There were six other couples, all French, that had put their business plans in also. So it was a big surprise, you know, for the fact that an English couple could take over the commune bar.
Why do you think that was?
I think because the ideas, I've got lots of ideas in place for the future, you know, for now, and they just needed a bit of life in the village. And, you know, I'm happy to work long hours to get it back up and running, for people to gain the trust in us and, you know, and run it as a good little bar.
A good meeting place for both, for everybody that lives here.
Everyone, yeah.
French, English, whatever.
It's very much a mixed bar, which is great. We've got Swiss, we have Germans, Dutch, French and English in, which, so you can imagine, all different languages going and
fantastic.
Going on. No, it's fantastic.
Like the United Nations.
Yeah. In Longalong.
That's brilliant. So what changes were needed? Did you have much renovation to do?
A lot of changes were made. It was been empty. It had been empty for 8 months, like I said. Yes. So the bar was positioned in the wrong place. So we moved the bar. So it's in front of the big window. So anyone that comes in the door, that's the first thing they see. A lot of painting, a lot of cleaning.
So it was
a lot of work. So,
and this was over the winter, really, isn't it, that you would have been doing that?
Yeah, it was before Christmas. I think November we got the go-ahead to that we actually got the keys, because we'd not seen it. We weren't allowed in it before. They said, yes, we could have it. And actually, when I turned the key, I thought, just going to go walk straight back out, because this isn't what I expected.
What have I done?
Yeah, no, but it was, you know, we sat down, looked at everything, and then we just cracked on with it.
Brilliant. Well done you, because it was a very wet winter and miserable. And
It's been hard, yeah. But, you know, it's work. Kept us busy and, you know, go to bed tired every night.
Sleep like babies. Or teenagers.
Yeah, ready for the next day.
Yes. Yeah. Brilliant. So obviously, I mean, I can see now you're in a good position, because it's a crossroads,
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
So you've got good, let's say, footfall, yeah. going on outside.
Yeah.
And also the garage next door,
yeah.
is handy. People need to drop off their car.
Perfect.
They can pop in and have a coffee.
Yeah, which they often do.
Yeah.
The garage, I think it's Atelier de Flo, next door. Brilliant. He's worked on my car already. And we came, we got our keys at the same time. So it was really nice. He had lots of work to do in there.
It's like it all landed in one place at one time.
Yeah.
At the right time.
At the right time.
Yeah. So what actually... who's there? I was going to say, who's here to help you with this?
Right, so I've got my partner, Roy. He helps, although not today. But he's usually here helping me. My daughter's at Lise. She can't do an awful lot at the moment, because she's only 15. So, but she can help more when she's 16 in May. So,
That's good.
Yeah, but she can wait on tables and things, you know, when we're busy.
Because I understand within all businesses, you know, particularly in the hospitality, it's very difficult, because there's so much you have to pay up front for, like the insurance and whatever, and it's very difficult to get rid of somebody who's not doing very well.
Yeah.
So it's called keep it in the family.
Yeah, well, the plan is that we're not employing anyone at the moment, but dependent on how, you know, how popular the bar is, that may be something for the future that we'll have to think about. So,
well, you're probably in the summer, you'll find that you might need extra help, you know, in the summer, when the summer arrives.
Yeah, when we get one.
When we get one. Big surprise. And I see that you've got area outside, probably, that you will...
A terrace, yeah. No, that's going to hopefully come into good use. All the tables and chairs are ready in anticipation for the sun and the warm weather. So, yeah.
And the parasols.
Yeah.
all the
for plants. All that sun, yes, that we're going to have.
Yeah. We're going to get this year. So what events actually take place? I mean, I know it's only been recently opened, but yeah, what events have you got planned? Or
it's difficult. We've got an Irish music night coming up on the 15th of February, and then we've got an 80s soiree in March, which I know is going to be really, really popular. But me and my daughter are dressing up for that, so that's optional. You can come along in fancy dress if you like. And then in April, we have blues night with a man's quite well known on Google. He's coming in to do a blues
Excellent.
Evening in yeah. April. I think that's on the 12th. So I think it's really important to keep changing it around. Something different, things that people haven't seen before, I think is quite important. It's new.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's very good. That's a very good idea, is that you are varying, like the music. You've got blues, you've got Irish, which would be very popular, and 80s, of course. So I think rather than it being predictable, what about quizzes? Have you thought of?
Absolutely. We're going to do a quiz. We want to do a mixed quiz where the rules are, you know, two French per table or two other nationalities or English or whatever. So they're forced to mix. They're forced to work together, and you know, in order to answer the questions.
That's good. Yeah.
You know, so we're not having one lot huddled over in one corner, one lot huddled over in the other. No, come in this bar, you have to mix.
Exactly. So would you say you attacked quite a lot of the French residents?
Absolutely. The Depot de Pan has been an absolute hit because there's a lot of the elderly that don't drive. So they come in, they put their orders in for their bread, and it's there ready for them the next day. And then we've got the smaller pizzeria there for just your everyday essentials, which does really, really well.
All the I can see, it's all the things that you think, oh, I've just run out of, like, tea bags, or I've just run out of water or whatever, you know, shower gel things. It's just the little things. That's great as a little backup.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've delved into it myself and I've run out of something in the kitchen. But yeah, it's doing well. It's proving, you know, it's doing well.
Was that here before? Or was that something new you've been introduced?
That wasn't here before. But it was part of when I spoke to the mayor with Rendezvous. It was part of the business plan to have an epicerie, because there are an awful lot of elderly in the commune.
That's Brittany, really, isn't it, too, and many towns.
Yeah, and you know, not all of them have got family nearby. Some of the younger ones come in and order their bread for them, and then, you know, they'll toodle up and pick it up the next day. So, and then they have a chat.
They come in to pick up their bread or their pain au raisin or whatever, and sit down and maybe have a chat and a coffee.
Yeah, and they like, and I think that's probably really, it's really important, because I'm probably the only person that they'll interact with in a day. You know, for them to come in and have someone to speak to, I think it's really, really important, especially during, you know, the weather's not great, the winters are long.
It's good for your French too.
Good for my French,
isn't it? For chatting French rather than written French.
I'm hearing it 24/7 now, and I'm even dreaming it.
You even get to that point, you dream it.
Yeah, which is it's quite funny. Well, it's not funny because I don't feel like I've been to sleep, but yeah, every day, like day in day out, is hearing it all the time.
So you feel well settled here?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Lots of work, but
lots
very
of work.
Rewarding.
Yeah. But it is really rewarding. We can just get into bed of a night and think, you know what, I've had a good day. And,
And then suddenly maybe a light bulb comes on with another idea of something you can do.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've got a few ideas for the summer. a feed grenier out the back, because there's a field out the back there. There's going to be a motorbike and classic car show.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, that's no date set yet, That's to be arranged. Yes, there's a few ideas that I've got, you know, going forward. And I'm getting married this year as well, so...
One very busy person.
I'm incorporating that with Effective Waza, so...
Okay.
All the neighbours, can come, which is going to be done in a marquee on the field.
Fantastic.
As well. Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, I just say congratulations and well done, and Emma, because you're just buzzing with ideas, and also this big sign of integrate.
Absolutely.
Come here and
absolutely.
Meet
everyone. Yeah, without a doubt. Mm. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. We live in France, you know, and we all have to mingle, in my opinion. And that's
so
how it'll stay.
No regrets?
Absolutely not. No. Ask me that in a year's time.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely talking to you.
And,
thank you.
Well, I wish you just all the luck in the world, and I should be back.
Oh, excellent. Thank
now
you
I,
ever
now
so
I've
much.
Found where you are. That long and winding road.
Yes. There's a song about that.
There is.
But that's brilliant. Thank you so much for having me.